Europe's airlines and hotel and tour operators fear abrupt changes to coronavirus travel rules by governments are killing their chances to salvage something of a wrecked vacation season. The British government's sudden decision this weekend to add Spain to its list of at-risk countries forced tens of thousands of Britons already holidaying in Spain to quarantine for 14 days on their return. It also upended plans for tens of thousands of others scheduling vacations. Britain isn't alone in opting for caution. This weekend saw Ireland omit Britain from a list of safe countries, telling its citizens it should be avoided for all but essential travel. France has issued a warning about travel to Spain. Norway, too, is advising against travel to Spain. Almost 40 countries worldwide have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections during the past week, and fears of an imminent second wave of the pandemic in Europe are also mounting. The highest number of coronavirus cases are in the U.S., with over 4.1 million cases reported, followed by Brazil with more than 2.3 million, India with over 1.3 million, Russia with over 811,000, and South Africa with more than 434,000 cases reported. French authorities have charged a Rwandan church volunteer who confessed to setting on fire the 15th-century Nantes Cathedral. The local prosecutor's office said the 39-year-old asylum seeker, who has lived in France for several years, was detained Saturday for a second time. He'd been held for a day, questioned, and released immediately after the fire on July 18th. After initially denying it, the prosecution says the suspect admitted being responsible for the fire that started in three different places at the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul. The man's lawyer says he bitterly regrets his acts. This is VOA News. U.S. Special Envoy Brian